Let's talk a little NFL. And before we get to Russell Wilson, did you see that the Washington football team, they plan on cutting Alex Smith?
I didn't see that, really.
Yeah, so I don't know what their plan is going to be. I know they – what's the proper pronunciation of the quarterback who played for them in the playoffs? Is it Heineke?
Yes.
Okay.
Tyler? Trevor? What is it?
Taylor? Is it Taylor?
Taylor Heineke, yes.
He's their guy now?
They re-signed him.
Okay, he played so good in that game.
And it was totally unexpected of Heineke. Remember the touchdown around the corner where it's like, oh my gosh. But a full one playoff game and a full season are two different things. And I don't know if they're in the mix for Deshaun Watson. Hey, we have some assets. Let's go. But the comeback season of Alex Smith, which, you know, was remarkable because of the injury, I wonder if he's going to try to continue that somewhere else or is he going to hang it up? I don't know. What other team is going to take a chance on a guy to back up? I don't think he's going to get a starting job.
No, but he seems like a good backup option, right?
Maybe not an expensive backup option to bring in, but he is. They're going to cut him.
And what's the latest on Deshaun? He reiterated he's willing to sit out preseason and sit out regular season games. And he just said it is irreparable as of yesterday or day before. I don't know.
Still
I just figure
amazing. We talked about this Friday, but I can't get it out of my head that in September he has the happy tear rolling down his face about how happy he is about signing this extension. And it went so poorly, so quickly, that he is willing to not get paid, sit out. I don't want to be here. They're going to have to do something. They're going to have to.
What will happen, if anything, and the answer is probably nothing, with Russell Wilson? Because all last week, I mean, like, we have enough QB drama. Like, that's one that we don't even need. Like, we have enough juicy quarterback stuff to talk about in the offseason. And then, out of seemingly nowhere, a top three guy, I don't even know where you put Russell. You could argue he's number one, but top three quarterback in the league suddenly is now unhappy.
And it was about making the rounds when he made those media rounds. And, you know, you start getting asked questions about, you know, the non-success of your team that year. And he said, hey, you know, not protected, sacked a lot, you know, not being involved in all this other stuff. And it just started escalating into, man, I think Russ wants out and trade scenarios and all that. So then his agent comes out. His agent is Mark Rogers. He says, look, Russell hasn't demanded a trade. No. Come on now. He wouldn't do that. He loves Seattle. Pete Carroll, he wants to win another championship for the great fans of Seattle.
Yeah, for the 12s.
Yes. But
he slides a piece of paper over.
If Seattle decides to trade him, since my client has the no-trade clause and pretty much can dictate wherever he wants to go, these are the four teams where he wants to go.
We like these four.
But he's not asking for a trade. Come on, that's ridiculous. Why would he do anything like that?
Everything about the subtle information sharing is so interesting, and it means nothing and everything. But
and I always cringe when you see the wife of a player or the mom of a player or the brother of a player tweeting or doing anything in the name of that player, because it just always feels awkward. And I do understand that a lot of the news that the inside sources will get will be from agents and all that to kind of put something out
manipulation
there and all that. But just to have the agent do this in this particular manner feels as weird as it gets. No, he wants to be in Seattle. But those four teams are okay if he doesn't want to.
And you just sort of, but if.
Like, I'm almost wondering if Russell is saying, are we sure this is the route we want to go? Like, I pay you a lot of money to guide my career and be the voice and tell me what I need to do. And I get it. I understand. But you would think ultimately the player sometimes can override things and say, look, I don't know if we need that out there, because I think it makes me look kind of bad. And it's just a weird way of going about things in the name of the player, when we all know, hey, it's the agent that's saying this, but it's all about that player. That feels weird to me.
So Russ said last week that he was concerned that too much power in Seattle was in the hands of Pete Carroll. And this comes down to his relationship with Pete Carroll. So I dug into that a little bit. So after so Jody Allen is the owner, right? So mm-hmm. Paul Allen was her brother who passed on, and she inherited the team from him, which I did think for one second, just the term inherited the football team. And then I was thinking of like a Brewster's Millions movie where some owner has either no family or hates his family and actually gives it to a fan or something.
Random, like the movie Eddie with Whoopi Goldberg. Okay, the fan coaches the team.
Okay.
She went to the garden and the rafters just screaming out the whole time, and she wound up being the head coach of the basketball team.
I mean, if you can pass on a football team, you could give it to anyone.
Sure.
Like if for some reason Jerry didn't like Steven or Jerry Jr. or Charlotte.
Or Charlotte, right.
Or Spalding. And he just, with his dying wish, said, I'm going to give this
Miss
to
Price.
A fan. Okay, to Miss Price.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That would be fun. But anyway, your brother passes on and give it to your sister. And the sister, Jody Allen, is even more invisible in the background than Paul was. And Paul was very hands-off as far as football operations. So they essentially just leave Pete Carroll as the guy with about as much power as anyone in the NFL, not named Belichick, and maybe more, because at least Robert Kraft is around.
Mm-hmm.
They have John Schneider as their general manager, but I guess Russell Wilson was like, doesn't like, or maybe Pete Carroll acts a certain way. I mean, he seems very likable, and we all sort of are cool with Pete Carroll, but if he has all this power and virtually no one to keep him in check, including like two of his kids who are on his staff, that I think this is irking Russell Wilson in a way.
But it's working. Like they have a championship. They went to another one that they should have won, but this team has been pretty successful in the regular season.
They win 11 games every year.
Right.
Maybe like sometimes 10. Like I think one time in Russell Wilson's career, of which he's never missed a game, by the way, they won 9 games one season. I mean, that was the low water mark. But it's usually 10, 11, 12.
So
I mean, they had 12 last year, right?
Yeah,
I mean, they are good.
If the team's 8-8, 9-7, and barely making a miss in the playoffs, and you say, why are you having all this power when it's not working? This team is pretty successful. So if I'm the owner, I'm saying, okay, maybe he does have more power than other NFL coaches, but look at the results. We're good here.
Yeah, I agree, but personality sometimes, and you get numb to that. Like Russell has not been on a team down in the dumps winning 5 games, and maybe he's not appreciating how bad that situation would be. But if you are if he has a personal issue with Pete Carroll, and then you look at Pete Carroll and think, I have no one else I can even talk to. Like, you're the guy I have a problem with right now. I can't go anywhere. You can't really go to the GM. You can't go to ownership. I mean, it's this guy's decision anyway. So what do I do? So I was reading in the Seattle Times, they say 3 ways this resolves itself. Number one, Wilson and the Seahawks repair their rift, sing Kumbaya, and move forward together arm in arm and continue, which is probably the most likely of the 3 scenarios.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, the quarterback issues continue to fester unresolved and heads into 2021 still under center for the Seahawks but filled with resentment, which is also incredibly likely. Maybe that is actually the most likely. And number three, Wilson is traded presumably to one of the 4 teams his agent indicated on Thursday are acceptable destinations. And now that's the juiciest one for us talking about, and we don't even need to really go into the Cowboy option, although it's fun. But the $39 million in dead cap money for Seattle is the reason why they won't do it.
And especially with a team that's ready to win now,
they feel.
Like Philadelphia's eating that dead money because they know they have a long way to go. Seattle's, we can't have $40 million of dead money and field a team and expect to win.
Right, and Pete Carroll, who's about to turn 70, do you think he wants to just start over with a project quarterback? Or
and we have to grab Dwayne Haskins or something.
Right.
And,
or take a massive step back. Like, why? But that's why I would think then Pete Carroll can do his part to mend whatever this issue is with Russell Wilson, who, when you look at his stats, the thing is, I would say he almost hasn't really improved because he was exactly the same guy like right at the beginning. He threw 26 touchdowns and 10 picks his first season, 63% completion percentage. And those numbers, with the exception of the touchdowns going way up, they're virtually identical. Like, he just hit the ground running and has never slowed down. He's so efficiently
because
good.
They signed Matt Flynn to that huge deal, drafted Russ in the 3rd round, and then when Russ won the quarterback competition, they just let Flynn go. Like, right. It's crazy.
Because he was crazy that good. He was just that good.
That quickly. Yeah, yeah.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.